Hello.
Good afternoon. I'm Ratune Akar from the Alabama Department of Labor and Employee Division. May I speak with the person who requests this call back?
You're talking to him.
How may I assist you today, sir?
Well, I was trying to file on the website, but the website's been down.
So I guess
I need to file a claim over the phone.
Yes, sir. No problem. Let me assist you. May I have please your social security number?
416-92-9973.
Thank you. May I have your full name, birthday, and mother maiden name, please?
My full name is Byron, B-Y-R-O-N. Middle name is Lee, Lima, Echo, Echo.
Okay.
Last name is Johnson, J-O-H-N-S-O-N.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Yeah, may I have your
Hello.
Mother? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you.
Okay, I'm sorry. May I have please your mother maiden name?
Thrasher.
Okay, thank you.
T-H-R. Yeah.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Thrasher. T-H-R-A-S-H-E-R.
Thank you. So now let me read for you, Mr. Johnson. I understand that knowledge making a false statement or falsificate in con documentation in connection with this claim is considered a fraud. I understand that fraud is a federal offense and I can be up to 5 years in prison and could affect my ability to receive future benefits. Do you understand, Mr. Johnson?
I can't really understand what you're saying. I know what you're asking, I think, but I can't understand what you're saying.
Okay, I understand that fraud is a federal offense.
Yes.
And I can be up to 5 years in prison and could affect my ability to receive future benefits.
Yes. Yes.
Okay, yes, sir. Let me ask you other question, Mr. Johnson. Did you file unemployment benefit in another state within the last 12 months?
No.
Have you worked for federal government in the last 18 months?
No, only as a contractor.
Okay, have you been in the Army in the last 18 months?
No.
Do you receive notification that you have TRA certification?
A what?
Do you receive notifications that you have TRA certification?
No.
Have you been working with a different name in the past 2 years?
No.
Have you been working with different social security in the past 2 years?
No.
May I have your phone number, please?
256-466-6571.
All right, thank you. May I have your driving license number, please?
555-8288.
Driver license is from Alabama.
Thank you.
It's from Alabama, your driving license number.
Yes.
Okay. So now, may I have please your race? Are you white, African American, Asian?
White.
What is the highest
grade? Caucasian.
Yes, sir. What is the highest grade that you compete in school?
Some college.
How many years in college?
Two.
Have you been in the United States Air Force for more than 180 days?
No.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No.
May I have your home? Excuse me. May I have your home address, please?
Say again.
May I have your home address?
819 Regal. It's R-I-G-E-L Drive. Southwest, Decatur, Alabama, 35603.
All right, thank you. May I have your occupation from your last employer? Hello?
Systems administrator.
Yes, sir. Are you seeking work in your usual occupation?
Say again.
Are you seeking work in your usual occupation? If you will keep doing the same.
Yes.
Do you obtain work through a union hiring half?
Say it again.
Do you obtain work through a union hiring half?
No.
Are you attending a school or training?
No.
The company that you was working, they provide you a day that you have to go back to work?
No.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes.
Since the more recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes.
How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
35.
And what is the lowest hourly wage that you will accept?
$125,000 annually.
How much per hour?
$58.
Do you own a business?
No.
Do you work for yourself?
No.
Are you corporate officer for a business?
No.
Are you currently working in a commission basis or do you have real estate license? Have you applied or are you receiving compensation due to a related injury?
No.
Have you applied or are you receiving a pension from an employer? You have worked in the last 18 months. Have you worked in another state other than Alabama between April 1st, 2023, December, January 31st, 2024?
No.
Okay. Do you choose to have 10% off of your weekly benefit check for federal income tax?
Yes.
If you approve for benefit, you have the options to receive your payment, direct deposit into your checking or saving account, or you can choose the prepaid benefit card. Which one you prefer?
Checking.
Could you please provide me the routing number?
Stand by. Routing number is 262-275-835. I'll give it to you again. 262-275-835.
Thank you. May I have your bank account number, please?
764-3265.
Just to verify one more time, please.
764-3265.
All right, let me update this information. May I have, please, your last employer name?
Sabre, S-A-B-R-E, Systems.
And what city you was working, Mr.
John? They're out of Virginia, but I was working in Huntsville.
Okay, could you please provide me the telephone number from this company?
Hang on here. They're in Lexington Park, Maryland, is their the office that I worked out of.
So, I mean, how are you beginning day and the last day that you physically went to work?
July the 1st.
This is the last day that you physically went to work and your beginning day?
Yes. Yes.
I mean, how your beginning day that you start to work with this company?
February 28th, 2022 was my start date.
February 28th, 2022. And last day, July 1st, 2024. And why are you no longer working with this company? They discharge you? Are you quick?
No, they discharged me.
I mean, I had a specific reason why they discharge you?
I don't really know. It was an HR decision, so I don't know.
So they didn't provide you any reason?
I think it was the end of contract, but I don't know.
So when they discharged you, they didn't provide you a specific reason?
Just a phone call.
So what did they say?
HR.
Yeah, who discharged you?
Say what?
I mean, I have his name or her name, the person who discharged
you. Robert, hang on a second. Let me get his name right. Robert Hanley, Hanley.
I'm sorry, could you please tell me one? Han?
Ley.
Okay, and also you say HR, right?
Say again?
Her position is HR.
Robert, R-O-B-E-R-T.
Yeah.
Hanley,
no, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I think that you understand. Okay, I'm asking you, his position is from HR.
No, he was my direct supervisor.
Oh, okay. I said.
He can tell you whatever you need to know. I don't know who the HR people are.
Yeah, okay. No, but I am asking you before, who discharged you? Who informed you about you no longer working with this company?
Robert Hanley was on the call.
Okay. And also, what specifically he told you beginning to terminate?
Loss of contract.
Oh, this is what he said?
The contract position.
Okay. All right, so now after your last day at work, have you received vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay?
No, I have 96 hours owed to me.
But this is something about vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay?
Sick pay, or not sick pay, PTO, annual
vacation.
Leave.
You say 96?
Yeah, vacation.
96 hours, how much per hour?
I don't know. Shit. I think it's 58 an hour.
Sir?
58 an hour.
Okay, and you were Monday through Friday, 40 hours a week?
Yeah. Yes.
Have you applied for a pension or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No.
All right, Mr. Johnson, let me read for you. You are certified that your answers are true and accrue with the law provide penalty for making false statements to obtain unemployment benefit. I certify to put in my full name here that all my answers are true. It is okay if I put in your name here?
Yes.
Let me ask you a question. This is going to be a random question about you. Which of the following college are you attending? Hickey College, Mesa Community College, Sarah Lawrence College, University of Miami, or you can choose none of the above.
None of the above.
Which of the following cities is familiar with you? Mobile, Tuscaloosa, Gunston, or Hartsville?
Hartsville.
Which of the following car have you ever owned? 1998, Toyota Tacoma, 2003 BMW?
Yes.
Awesome.
Toyota Tacoma.
Let me ask you, I am filed an internet claim for unemployment in the state of Alabama. This is what we're doing right now, Mr. Johnson.
Yes.
I certify under penalty that I am the person whose name and information was provided and this claim are true to the best of my knowledge.
Yes.
I understand that it's my responsibility to read myself with the context on the claiming handbook, Benefit Rights and Responsibilities. This is a booklet that we're going to send you that you must have to read. It's called Benefit Rights and Responsibilities.
Yes.
Okay. So now let me read for you the closing statement. The following instruction and telephone number are very important. Normally take it 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. The unemployment claim we just finished also raised the forward with the Alabama Care Center system. Your Care Center application will remain active for 90 days. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Care Center, or you can log in alabamaworks.alabama.gov. En un day, you will need resume. For you to do so may result in interruption in your benefit. The process, you just completely file your unemployment claim, doesn't know automatically start payments to you. You must complete certification once a week for the previous week. For you to complete certification, each week could result in a loss of benefit. So you can file weekly certification either online in your claiming portal, click weekly certification, or you can do it through the telephone number. So the phone number that you need to call every week, it is 800-752.
Can I just do it online?
Sure. So you can do it through the website or through the telephone number. So the website is ADOL, A-D-O-L.
I've got the website. What's my – can you set a pin?
Yeah, but this is the end. So I have to read this first, and that way I'm able to see the pin.
Okay.
Yeah. So, and your weekly certification is going to start every Sunday, this coming Sunday before 5 p.m. Your employer will be contacted regarding your separation. We may require a follow-up interview to discuss our findings. So you will be contacted by telephone or letter before a decision and your claim is made. Beginning January 1st, 2023, Alabama law requires that you contact at least 3 potential employers each week. You must provide your contacts when you completed your weekly claim. You may not list the same employer more than once, unless the employer was not hiding when you first contact them. But the employer later begin hiring. For you to make and complete certification each week could result in a loss of benefit. For assisting when you work, you can research a local Alabama Care Center. So do you have any question for me about this closing statement?
No.
Let me provide you the confirmation number for this claim. 4899-512-05. Again, 4899-512-05.
Gotcha.
PIN number for weekly certification, 7684. 7684.
What is that?
Your PIN number, 7684.
Hang on.
Got it?
7684. All right, got it. 7684.
That's correct, yes, sir.
Gotcha.
All right. Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. You have a wonderful day.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.